Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, I mean, it just hits different on a day where, again, right, just beautiful, beautiful weather outside. Got to jump in my step today after last night's Yankees-Red Sox game, I'll tell you that. Woo! Holy cow, that was intense. Playoff baseball is amazing. Every single pitch, super intense. Joe, you're a Yankee fan. We talked about this, right? You like the Yanks?
Yes, right? Big Yankee fan.
Were you dialed in all night last night?
So I didn't dial in last night necessarily because I went to bed for the morning shift. So I need my sleep, otherwise I do not function the next day.
I get it.
But
so what kind of fan are you, pal?
Right, exactly. But yeah, I was the first thing I did is check my phone for the box score. I saw like the first hour of it, but it was. There's something romantic about playoff baseball. There really is. Like, it's just you're drawn to it. Regular season, I have no interest in sitting and watching game, 85 of 162? Like, I do and don't. But this, I'm, like, glued to it. Even with Thursday Night Football, I'd rather have watched Yankees Red Sox.
Yeah, listen, I always say, during baseball season, when the Yankees are playing, the game is on somewhere in my house. Like, I might have it literally just on a TV in a room where if I walk by the room, I can watch it. And I like to just sit down and watch a couple of things while I do work or whatever. So I'll do that. And it might be on my phone. A lot of times I'll pull up my TV app on my phone. I'll watch it or the S app. And I'll just kind of have it nearby. That way I can kind of pay attention. I hear something going, ooh, let me check what's going on. But when it comes time, like the playoff baseball, it's like every pitch you're just hanging on. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then you realize, okay, well, it's 2-1. You know, it's kind of like a regular football game, every snap kind of matters. You think you put yourself in that position, you're like, the snap matters. And okay, it was just a regular routine play, and you get to the next one because you never know. That's the thing. What does Tim Kirkchen says this all the time? He says, you know why you go to a baseball game? Because you never know if you're going to see something you've never seen before. And last night we saw something we never saw before. We saw a pitcher who, oh, by the way, in his first ever playoff start, Cam Schlittler, for the first ever playoff start, he had 8 innings, 12 or more strikeouts, no walks. I mean, not only is it a historic game for like a young player, Joe, no one's ever done that before, ever.
No, that's unbelievable. Just in the history of the game, no one's ever done that. I can't. When I heard that, I thought it was just nobody on the Yankees at first.
Right.
And then I saw that. And I couldn't believe it.
So, kid, by the way, grew up a Red Sox fan. You know that, right?
Schlittler
grew up a Red Sox fan. Yeah, he went to Walpole High School in Massachusetts. Grew up a Red Sox fan. And actually, I was really impressed with him after the game, just his interview. And now, like, I'm like, this dude sounds like he's 35 years old. He's been pitching for 20 years in the MLB, right? So that was cool. And really, lots of respect, tip of the cap to Connelly Early, the pitcher that the Red Sox had. Now, Schlittler's young. Connelly Early's a little younger, and he looks like he's about 15. I mean, dude looked like he was 15 years old. We're watching the game
last
night.
He's got a baby face.
I'm like, Max, I think you're going to actually go against this kid in your next tournament for 12U. That's what this kid looks like. It's crazy. And he was excellent last night. The Yankees get all 4 runs in 1 inning once they got to him. It does show you, too, how great athletes are and professional athletes to say this, which is, and this happened when I think maybe even Schlittler came up, somebody for the Reds came up. These guys see a pitcher one time, and then the second time through the order, they're so much better against them. You're like, that's how great these guys are. They're amazing that they can make that adjustment, see that, and go, oh, I know what I can do now, right? It's pretty incredible. So now it's on. It's on to the divisional round series, and it's Yankees-Blue Jays. I just did, to dovetail into football a little bit, and we'll get into Bills-Patriots, of course, on a Buffalo Football Friday here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Sal Capaccio with you. I'll tell you all about that in a minute, but I just did a podcast with our friends over in Boston. Their podcast, you know what they call their podcast? We do Always Game Day in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what their Odyssey podcast is there?
Mm. It's Always Game Day in Boston?
No, because there is Always Game Day in Cleveland. There is Always Game Day in Cincinnati. The Six Rings podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. My guy Fitzy at WEEI, Megan Ortolini, she's over there. Like, I just was on with them. But what was sweet was I used to go on these shows years ago and like, ha ha, are the Patriots going to rub the Bills' noses back under the seat cushions? It's not like that anymore. It's like, we really wish we had what you guys have over there in this Josh Allen guy now, and maybe Drake May can be that guy, right? That's pretty cool. But we were just talking about it, and I said to them, give us a prediction. Give me a prediction on Yankees, Blue Jays, and I think they both picked the Yankees. And I'm like, you know, I said, here in Buffalo, you got a lot of Yankee fans. And you got a lot of Blue Jay fans, and you got the Bisons, who are the Blue Jays affiliate, and totally cool to kind of see that, you know, little rivalry go here, which is cool. So that's this weekend. First game for Yankees, Blue Jays will be Saturday. Just lost my audio. Hold on 1 second. There we go. Will be Saturday. I think 4:00 is the first 4:08.
Right around. Yeah.
Is the first pitch on Saturday and on Sunday, and of course Sunday. You watch Yankees Blue Jays, you go watch Bills, right?
Yeah.
You can do that Sunday night.
The games were going quick, too.
Yeah.
There were 3 hours. The earlier ones were over by like 9, 9:15. It was awesome. We weren't staying up super late. So
yeah. So
this one should be done by 7-ish.
Yeah. So and obviously, Bills-Patriots, Sunday night, 8:20 p.m. And of course, we'll have it for you right here on WGR Sports Radio 550 and along the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. And of course, today we're going to start talking about that and talk about injuries and leading up to the game. Give you a little preview on what's happening. Give you a weather update. Pat Hammer is going to join me at 10:30 today. Pat Hammer at 10:30 today. And the reason is because Sean McDermott's not expected until a little after 11. So we'll keep that space open for Sean McDermott, Buffalo Bills head coach, probably about an hour from now. But I always say it on a Friday, keep your head on a swivel. You never know. Something happens. McDermott's meetings go a little bit different. He has to move something around and they say, Sal, we're calling in soon. So that could happen. In the meantime, we'll plan on a little after 11. We'll plan on Pat at 10:30 a.m. for all of your Sunday night weather, your afternoon weather. And after this, folks, that is it for the Bills at home for several weeks. After this game, the next time the Buffalo Bills play at home, I believe, is what, the Chiefs game? Is that the Chiefs? Let me see.
I think so.
And that would be in mid-November. Yeah, that is November 2nd. What is today? Today's October 3rd?
October 3rd.
A month.
Just under a month.
The Bills won't be home for another month. After this game, month from now, basically. So this will be it. And by the way, I mean, this is going to be beautiful weather. We'll have Pat talk about that. Enjoy it. And of course, the Patriots come into town. And we could do some Patriots-Bills memories, because I have some, and I talked about some in a video I did this week. I always do little memories of the team coming in when there's a home game because of the final game at Highmark Stadium. I don't know if you watched, no shame if you say no here. Did you watch my video I did on the memories? It's okay if you didn't.
No.
Okay, I'm actually glad. I want to tell you about the lost game. The lost game.
Okay.
We have the perfect game against the Patriots. We have the lost game against the Patriots. How about that? Not that someone lost a game. It's the lost game. All right, so I'll tell you about that in a little while because I want to talk a little bit about Patriots-Bills memories. And then we'll obviously dissect this matchup a little bit. Sean McDermott in the 11 a.m. hour here on a Buffalo Football Friday on WGR Sports Radio 550. And of course, every time we have a Buffalo Football Friday, it is brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash, call Celino. Call the 8s. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel. Game day ready since 1922. Patriots at Bills. What does that do for you? Like when you hear that, when you see that? I am fascinated. Now, for a few years, Joe and I would do the Extra Point Show together. And we'd have these discussions. And sometimes I still do with Joe or with Zach or with Derek. I'm of the age now. I mean, when I been here long enough now, and I was in my mid-30s when I started here at WGR, and I'm getting close to, I guess I'd say, my mid-50s. I'm in my early 50s now. And back then, I wasn't quite like the old guy compared to so many of the young guys in the room here. Now we are kind of getting there. So I got Owen. Is Owen over there? Is that Owen or is that G? Who's over there? Is that Owen?
Owen is over there.
Owen, I don't know if he can hear me or not. Can you hear me, Owen? All right, good, he can, he's putting on the headsets. Okay, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I am very curious, I love this. Okay, you guys know, we talked about this last week, Joe, 2 weeks ago, when the Dolphins came, like the Dolphins are the team for me, right? Growing up, it's the Dolphins, it's the hatred of Buffalo Bills fans in the 70s and what they did. For a lot of you, it's probably the Patriots, but I don't know that. Is that what it is? Like,
yeah.
When you think about your childhood got ruined by Tom Brady, pretty much.
Yeah, it was Tom Brady every week.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Tom Brady was like the bane of my yes. football existence.
So do you carry that with you now as far as Bills, like, teams? Or has it been overtaken by the Ravens or the Chiefs? Or is it still, no. This is the team. How does that work for you?
I definitely still hate them. But there's something about it where now I hate them, but I don't respect them almost.
Wow.
Where it's like, all right, like Drake May's mini Josh, cool. Call me when he's Josh.
I love it.
Like,
I love it.
I don't know. I have far more in me about the Chiefs than I do about the Patriots.
Because of what they've held you back from.
Yeah.
Because
the Chiefs for me.
I could totally see this because, Owen, like, did the Patriots really ever hold the Bills back from anything?
Yeah, that's the
thing.
They
just beat
them. They were great, but the Bills were never great.
They were
also great
for anything, yeah.
It was always just, you're going to get dominated, go take your beating, and just live with it. And that sucked. Like, don't get me wrong. As a fan, I hated watching it, but it was always, all right, like, you know what's coming here. The Chiefs, this is it. This is the time, and they have time and time again crushed you in the spot. And I think that is just that will never not be the team to me that I will have vitriol in my stomach for.
It is. How do you view it?
I'm pretty much in the same boat. It wasn't so much the Patriots as a team. Like, yeah, Belichick was there for a little bit after, but the Bills were able to turn it around on him. It's more so Tom Brady. Like, when he went to Tampa, whenever the Bills would match up with Tampa, I had that fuel of hatred in my veins for Tom Brady, right? Like,
yeah.
It was more so the player than the actual team, because, again, like we said, the Bills were not contending for nearly anything. It was just kind of, they were the little brother. Now it's kind of switched around where the Patriots are the little brother. Mm-hmm. But the Chiefs and Ravens, for me, are kind of teetering on that. The Chiefs more so because the Bills were in that 13-second game and all the playoff losses, you know, that kind of stuff. But I'm kind of with Owen on this one, the Chiefs for sure.
I would think most people our age or similar are in that boat where it's like the Patriots were always, because of how we were raised, it was the drought and it was always they're the blockade. But then they got good. And then it became, well, this is the team really stopping you from doing everything you always dreamt of doing. Whereas the Patriots were just the team that was doing that. Now it's they're the ones stopping you from accomplishing what you want to do.
But there's also a lot of, the cheating scandals.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's like, stuff, and Brady.
It. And it makes you, and yeah, and I think that became a big part of it for Bills fans. And yeah, yeah, they may dominate us, but I can't stand them because they also cheat. Right.
They don't have honor. They're not doing it with honor. Yeah. 100%.
Right.
I felt all that, but the overarching, like the more powerful thing to me is who's putting a stop to your dream here. And that was always the Chiefs.
I'm curious, and I'd like to open the phone lines till we get to Pat Hammer at 10:30. I love this roundtable discussion. I hope I'm
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm not taking you guys from many things. I love this. This is great. Because I'm always curious how fans view that prism. 803-0550. Give us a call on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Shows here. Extra Point Show here, on a Buffalo Football Friday. Like, where do the Patriots, like, how do you feel about them in the whole landscape of the NFL and teams the Bills play? And I'm going to go through some of the history here because it's a really interesting history between the two teams. In fact, I just said to Joe a little while ago, until the two teams played in that playoff game where the Bills just beat them down a few years ago, it was the only team in the AFC the Bills had never played in the playoffs. The two teams never were good at the same time.
Right?
Like, I remember, I don't know if you guys know this, Drew Bledsoe's first ever game as the number one pick in the league. And he comes in, it's in Buffalo. They were terrible. They had the number one pick.
Yeah, right.
Right? And so they come to Buffalo during the Super Bowl years. Like, the Bills were really, really good. In 1985, the Patriots go to the Super Bowl. They play the 85 Bears. They get crushed. The 85 Bears were amazing.
Right.
You know what the Bills' record was in 1985? 2-14.
Ooh. Right.
Patriots Super Bowl, Bills 2-14. Bills Super Bowl, Patriots number one pick.
Right.
Like, this is the existence the two teams lived on, this totally opposite line.
Exactly.
All the time.
That's what I'm saying with, like, they were always the Titans, but we were never close. So it never felt
like it was them directly doing anything.
Never.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't hold you back.
Right. It was like, they're going to be great and you wish it was you, but it's not. The roadblock that the Chiefs have been for them.
They were more of an envious thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It felt more jealousy than hate to me.
And you did have a few games, and people will remember. There's the Just Give It To Him game. I don't know if you guys remember that one or know about it. I think it was Sean Jefferson on the sidelines, catches a pass on fourth down. He's clearly not at the first down marker, and the referee literally runs over and you can hear in the mic, "Just give it to him." That's what he said. And they go down the field and they score and they win the game. Like, that happened against the Patriots. Like, there were times they were kind of fighting a little bit in there in the late 90s that was a little bit more of a, like, going back and forth toe-to-toe. But you're right. I mean, the Chiefs have kind of held the Bills back. But I think there's also you do play the Chiefs kind of once a year because of the schedule rotation. It's not twice a year. They're not on your schedule all the time. You don't know. And then I do think the fan base matters, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's Boston.
That.
It's the fans of Boston. Look, I grew up a Yankee fan. Red Sox hated rivals. Of course. I know that. I know you're a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
But also, the Bruins were the thorn in my side as a kid.
Right.
The Bruins did hold the Sabres back. Mm-hmm. Game 7, Brad Park, 1983, crushes my 10-year-old dreams for the Sabres, okay? Right. They held us back. And there was a time period, and I'm a Laker fan, by the way, right? Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
So, Owen, like, you have to think about this, and you know, Boston fans enjoyed this unbelievable amount of success for the entire, it wasn't just Brady.
No.
It was Bruins. It was Celtics. Red Sox are winning championships.
100%.
And you had that kid going to that freaking kid
right.
who had the sign. I am 10 and I've already seen, like, I've been at 20 parades or something like that.
That kid, I was that kid's age.
Oh my God.
And that was, that made me dizzy thinking about it. Like, the things I would do for one of those days in this city as a fan, as growing up the way I did in it because of my dad, like that kid, I hated that kid more than I hated the Patriots themselves. Because that kid,
I know, like, he's like so spoiled.
Get out of here. This kid is 10 years old and he's got the Celtics and the Sox.
Oh my God.
Like, and I'm over here, the Sabres and the Bills are in the drought. Like, oh, come on.
I know. I totally get
that. I would say I hated that kid legitimately as a child. I hated that kid more than I hated the Patriots.
803-0550 is the number. Were you going to say something? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. All right. So who's that team for you in hockey, by the way, Joe?
Because
Sabres are living the existence the Bills lived for 20 years.
Right.
And there's nobody holding them back from anything.
Right. I used to play hockey. I couldn't really get into watching it, though, in all seriousness, because the Sabres were just mediocre to bad our entire childhood.
I mean, it's got
to
be, tough. Is it Leafs for you?
Leafs?
But Penguins are there, like prime Sidney Crosby, right? Like, but they weren't directly involved in keeping the Sabres out of anything.
I had a lot of generational Carolina and Philly
hate. Yeah.
That was ingrained in me from my father.
I think, like, your dad is a big time, like, anti-Philly Flyer guy, right? From what I know about your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
I
remember your dad at the roast of Danny Gare and... who was there? It was one of the Flyers. I can't remember. It wasn't Bobby Clark. No, it wasn't Bobby Clark.
I know the story.
I want to say the story, but he went up the stage and was like, I can't believe I'm up on stage actually with this guy.
Right.
It was a roast, right? It was really funny. Clover in Texas has some thoughts. What's up, Clover?
Oh, man, loving this talk. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you got it.
How are you? Oh, yeah, I hate that kid too. Yeah, gosh, just hearing you guys talk about just really bringing back all those bad memories. And I think one of the toughest losses in recent years, even like to me, harder than 13 seconds was the game we lost to them when they threw the three passes. Like that to me, that was so hard because I thought like we had them in the rearview mirror, and then they came into our house in those conditions and won. So that was a tough loss.
That was tough, but you know what? Then just a few months later is when you spanked them here in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, it was like a couple weeks later.
Do you remember, though? Do you remember? I don't know. We've shared the clip a lot here recently online. There was a Patriots postgame show on television where one of the analysts said, the 11-month reign of the Bills is officially over. Ha, 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 ha.
No.
Yeah, well, it's been 44 months since then, pal.
Yeah, and I think the reason why about that game is because how the fans and the reporters there are talking this week.
Yeah.
Like, they were very high and mighty. And I can even remember how you were talking that for that particular week, Sal, about how their offense operates and they don't throw the ball down the field. I guess that's just the Josh McDaniels, way. So to me, and I've also been hearing you talk about the defense, to me it seems like we would be matched up well because I hear you talk about how they like to leave everything in front of them, and that just sounds exactly how they operate with the short passes. And then, we've had the turnovers in every game, so maybe they'll make a mistake. So, I mean, I think we're set up pretty well for the game. I still don't like all this, talk about how they're going to come in and upset us, but it does give me vibes from that game, which is kind of triggering me.
I get you, Clover. I mean, I get it. That game was tough to watch. I mean, they did come back in full force in the playoffs, but it's tricky. Anytime you see that logo come into your building, you have those thoughts. Maybe Brian in Florida. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, Sal. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. First and foremost, my team is the Miami Dolphins. I hate them. I've hated them for the last 30 years. I remember going in the early, mid-90s. I'm super young, and I'm watching Brian Cox walk off the field, and he's giving the middle finger salute. So, and now living down here for 16 years, again, I love repping our Buffalo Bills down here in South Florida. But the team that I think any fan would say over the last 20, 25 years has got to be the New England Patriots. Tom Brady, I mean, I've seen this guy come into town on a Sunday night primetime game and put up, you know, 50-plus points for his team. He was unbelievable. But there was a lost game. He is a very real human being. I don't know if you guys remember this. It's at the end of the 2008 season, okay? We're getting into, you know, the drought years. He comes in. There's 65-mile-per-hour-plus winds at the Ralph, okay? It's the end of the year. The weather was real weird, like high 60s in the morning. And then by the time kickoff started, they were questioning whether to actually have the game. I don't know if you guys remember this, okay? And they still put up 13 points.
They did.
They unfortunately shut us out.
Gostkowski, 33-yard field goal. Lamont Jordan, Gostkowski with a field goal, 33. You're right. I'm looking at the box score right now. Yep. I remember that.
It was one of the wackiest, weirdest games, but I mean, that one always sticks out, but I don't know how.
By the way, I will say, though, that was, I will say, that was Matt Cassel who played that game, though, for them.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, wow. Even worse. Even worse. Well,
yeah.
And I know he was a member of the Bills, I think, too, but
yep.
Oh, man, I tell you, I'm sorry. That team was always a villain of mine, but man, I came up there for that 2020 one playoff game, was it? Man, I can't even believe it's been that long. I mean, it's 4 degrees, you know, above zero at kickoff. That was one of the sweetest feelings to get it right back to Bill and the boys there. That was awesome. That was very cathartic, as they say. But go Bills. We're going to crush them this Sunday night. Can't wait to see this team 5-0. I'm feeling awesome about this year.
You got it, Brian. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Tom and Cheektowaga is up next. We'll squeeze another one in here. What's up, Tom?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Sam. Mm-hmm.
You got it.
So, well, you know, going back, growing up, Miami was always the one I didn't like. Actually, my first game ever was in 93. We played the Dolphins at home, and Steve Christie kicked, at that time, was the longest field goal in stadium history, 59 yards. So that was awesome to be a part of as a young man. But now it's the Patriots. I don't really worry about them. I don't really, even if Drake May comes of age, I feel like that Josh Allen is going to be with us for a long time. So we're just going to have dominance over them throughout the years, I feel. And honestly, their fans just need some more years of heartache.
I agree with you.
Put through so much, they deserve more years of heartache.
Hey, well, you know what? Maybe you are, maybe you aren't a Yankee fan, but all of us today, hopefully, can join in and say, you know what? You gave them a little more heartache last night. Sorry for your Red Sox fans. Sorry, Owen. I know him and his dad like the Red Sox. That was tough for them last night. I lied. Jerry and Ken Moore is going to finish us off this half hour. What's up, Jerry? Jerry, you're on, buddy. Uh-oh. Jerry's not there. We'll put him on hold, and we'll get to Pat in Boston, actually. Pat, what's up, man?
Hey, Sal. Good talking to you, bud.
Yep, you too.
Moved to Boston in 75.
Okay.
Stayed with the Bills all these years. Oh, the hell. I live 10 minutes from Foxborough. It's so terrible. And then he hands it over to Mahomes. However, literally living in Boston, 10 minutes away, there's still this arrogance that, maybe just because they won a zillion championships in every sport, that they have, like, even you talking to Fitzy and Mago, these guys are great. But there's still this, like, cocky arrogance that, like, it bothers me. So you know what? Let's just stomp them again. Keep them in their place. They won a great Yankees game. Those two young pitchers, man.
Yeah,
you know, I got to Legion-level baseball, which is really good, but not, you know. But those guys, 23 years old, both throwing heat. Like, that's pretty, like, both those guys.
You know what's so funny? I mean, you coached, and, you know, I'm a dad, I coach, and you watch your kids, and we were watching the game last night, and Yana, my wife, she said at one point, she goes, I can't imagine being their moms right now. You know what I mean?
You know, the 34-31 2011 Fitz game with the Lindell field goal.
Yeah.
Oh, I was at Bleacher Bar at Fenway, dude.
Wow.
That place, it's chaos. It's owned by a Bills guy.
It's a Bills backers bar, in case people don't know. And it's literally in, like, right field, I think, or left field of Fenway. And you can, I've been there. It's pretty amazing, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, they open up a garage door, and you can actually watch a baseball game there.
It's amazing.
It's really cool. It's a lot of fun. But the arrogance, man, let's just keep them down where they deserve to be. It's great.
All right, Pat. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Thanks for watching that pod I did this morning, too. You can catch the crossover pod with the Six Rings podcast. Myself, Fitzy, and Meg, we got the audio side on both their pod and ours at It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. So check it out. It was a really good conversation. In the meantime, we'll take a timeout. My guy, Patrick Hammer, is coming up next. We're going to talk weather for this weekend and Sunday night. Bills, Patriots for one last time, maybe, unless they make the playoffs and come back here again inside Highmark Stadium.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.